Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
We're entering huge news week for the NBA with the free agency coming up. And we just left a huge news week for the NBA. That, of course, was the NBA draft. And the big story there was number one pick Zion Williamson. Some people have compared him to LeBron James. Some people have compared him to Charles Barkley, Larry Johnson. I mean, he's getting comparisons all around. But Enes Kanter gave a comparison recently on The Herd, and he compared him to Julius Randle, who at this point, 4 years into his career, has not been an all-star or anything like that. Pretty emerging into a pretty good player, though. But Enes said that he believes Zion Williamson is Julius Randle with hops, and he's not the first one to say that. I think the first one to say that is sitting right next to me. You agree with Enes, and you said it before he did.
Yeah, I was on The Herd, and I said it. And it was no disrespect to the kid, but right now, it's just like, I mean, what can he do better than Blake Griffin? What can he do better than Larry Johnson?
Even though he ain't a good shooter, he can probably shoot better than Blake.
Yeah, but Blake's had form. He just didn't shoot because he was coached by his father, and bailing people out shooting from so deep wasn't a thing. Now you think about it, Blake's been in the league how many years, right? So now it's more so you want bigs to shoot the ball.
Right, and he is shooting it.
Right,
shooting
so Blake came in more so the tail end of big men where it's like dominate down low and dunk on people. So I was with Blake when his first couple of years when I had to, you know, kind of tell Blake, like, listen, when you get the ball, shoot the ball. You're not hurting the team and you're not bailing people out. This is something you have to do to stretch the defense and improve your offense, right?
Right.
So, I mean, for Zion, I mean, he's just an evolution of Blake and them where, okay, I can shoot the three. Doesn't look as pretty. My form's not bad. I can get better at it. But how much better are you than the Larry Johnsons and the Blakes and the Charles Barkleys? I don't know. Like, everybody's off potential, right? It's like being the 21-year-old girl. She's the pretty, the skin's tight, and she's beautiful, and blah, blah, blah. Like, I want to see you when you get in there, right?
That
real life.
35 after
some
kids.
Yeah, there you go. I like them women. You know what I mean? That's what I like.
Well, they, you know, look, I've compared Zion to Charles Barkley. I think he's like a new age version of Charles Barkley.
Right, right.
And I do like him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think, obviously, the jump shot needs work.
I love him.
But I think he can improve the
jump. I love him.
Right?
I love him.
I think we know he's got the intangibles. Mm-hmm. He works hard. Mm-hmm. At this point, he's playing defense, which a lot of young guys with that type of skill offensively don't do.
Yeah.
And I think in today's NBA, where the floor is spread out more than ever, he's got that quick first step.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He should be able to get to the cup and finish over just about everybody
in the league. Right.
And you know what else I like about him, Coutinho? At least at Duke, he showed he can be effective off the ball.
Right. Right.
Which is rare for the best young players nowadays. They usually have to have the ball in their hands. So he got 22-9 playing off the ball when R.J. Barrett and Trey Jones were dominating the basketball. So I think that will enable him to fit in well with guys. I certainly don't see LeBron James, but I think he'll be a very good player. And here's the thing about the Julius Randle comparison. How much of an insult is that?
But that's what I was about to say.
Julius could blossom into – he came after 1 year at Kentucky. He averaged 21 and, what, 9 this year?
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Like, it's not a bad comparison at
all.
Julius Randle's really good.
Yep.
He just don't have ups and hops like Zion.
Right.
But don't get it twisted. Julius Randle, it's not easy to be averaging 20 points. It's not easy to average 15 points in the NBA.
Right.
This man averaged 21 points, 9 rebounds, and 3 assists.
And shot over 50%.
Like, that's not disrespect, right?
Julius Randle's
really good. You know what I'm saying? So for people to think that, oh, you can't disrespect – no, you're disrespecting Julius Randle because Julius Randle can go. You know what I mean?
Right. So what do you think – because obviously some people are saying that he's going to be a superstar. Look, he's not going to be LeBron James. I don't care how good he is. I don't see him becoming a LeBron James. I don't see him becoming a Kevin Durant.
It's only two people like that ever, and that's Magic Johnson.
Right. He's
come
not,
on.
And I don't see him
totally
being
different.
Of that stature. Even if he plays a different style, he's not going to be of that stature. So I don't see top 10 player of all time.
Yeah.
I do think he could be the best player on maybe a championship team, but the other guys got to be really good and fit in with him. So I like him a lot. I think he's going into a really good situation.
I think he's going in the best situation because I was just playing with LaMelo Ball. When I tell you I love this kid, I loved his brother first, okay?
Right.
I love Zoe because Zoe, you think about what Zoe surrounded around, right? It's going to be up-tempo.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? He's got a lot of flyers. He's got a lot of scores.
Yep.
And he's going to do, that's his nature, to be able to push that ball up, advance the ball, play defense, do his thing. I love Zoe. And with Zion, it's like Blake Griffin coming into the league with Chris Paul, right? So now you don't really have to do much but just jump up in the air and dunk that thing. You know what I mean? You can fine-tune your game slowly because you have everybody else that's around you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like the Jrue Holidays of the world, who's amazing, right?
Yep.
That's going to take the pressure off you to have to score 20 points a game all in the rookie year, in your second year. I like him with them, and I like that Zoe and Jrue are there because now you got a backcourt that both play defense, both will pass the ball, and it's going to get you in the game without you forcing it.
What will they need? Now, I don't know if they're going to be able to do this. I love the notion of going to get Al Horford as that fifth star, that starting center with Zion and Brandon Ingram on the wings.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think Brandon Ingram fits in to this? Because the backcourt, I do agree with. I think that'll be a nice backcourt. How does Ingram fit in? Because he does kind of need the ball.
Yeah, I think Ingram, this change of scenery for him, I just think, you know, I look at it like a lot of guys where it comes to the psychological perspective of how they think and, you know, on and off the court. I haven't been around Brandon Ingram off the court, but just watching his body language and who he was on the court, it didn't seem like he was really in love with being with the Lakers,
right,
to me, you know. So I think this new change of scenery and them being able to be themselves with no pressure of those banners hanging up and the title of being a Laker and all that, I think New Orleans will give him more of a kind of a new birth kind of thing. And then if you get Al Horford, you think about this, Chris, if you get Al Horford, it's teaching those young guys how to be a professional.
Exactly.
Al Horford is the epitome of being a professional. He's ridiculous with it, right? So now Zion, Julius, Brandon, you know, now you're like, wow, you got Drew Holiday for Zoe. This is how you become a professional. And now I see them winning faster.
Let me ask you this about Zoe. And I love him, you know, moving the ball up court. You know, that's a forgotten lost
his brother.
Art,
his brother is amazing. Right. His little brother is crazy.
I was at the Drew this weekend, and I watched his little brother.
Jeez Louise.
But the thing, now Alvin Gentry is kind of a Mike D'Antoni type offensive coach, disciple offensively. D'Antoni, of course, likes point guards that dribble a lot, high pick and roll. That, I don't believe, is Lonzo's game.
Right.
I like that he advances the ball quick, but he also, I think there's times where he needs to pad it more.
No,
you know,
sure.
And make something happen.
For a fact.
So how do you see that working? Does Alvin Gentry adapt the offense, or does Lonzo have to learn that stuff? How do you see that fitting in
New Orleans? I think he can adapt. That's a great point. I think he can adapt because one thing I've seen, and I'm going to keep saying this about LaMelo, is he's willing to learn. And I think with both of them play just alike. They advance the ball fast.
Right.
And sometimes it's your Achilles, right? Because you want to be able to control the game and control, like I was telling them, like game go to 7 at UCLA and we were down 3-1.
Okay.
And we lost the game 7-6 or 7-5. So I told him after the game, I said, listen, when it's down 3-1, you got to think about that being the third quarter going to the fourth. I need you to control the game a little more. So hold the ball. Mm. Don't give it to this person. Give it to this so we can score, stop momentum, things like that.
Right.
And he was like, oh, okay, got you, OG. You know, and that was LaMelo.
Right.
So, you know, with Alvin Gentry there and Drew there, I think, you know, they will push him more to, like, be more forceful, more controlling when it comes to the ball and decision-making. Like a Rondo, like a Jason Kidd, you know what I mean? Where being cerebral and understanding how to, when to advance it and when to say, well, hold on, Brandon, or hold on, Julius, or if he's there, or hold on, Zion, we got something else going on right now. But I'm going to still feed y'all. But right now, you know what I mean? This is what we're going to do.
Right.
And I think Alvin Gentry is going to do that because him being with, he was with Golden State.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he saw the Draymond Greens and all those guys passing the ball and sometimes holding it and waiting to the half-court offense. So, I think he'll be okay.
What do you expect this year from Zion?
You know, I think in his sleep he'll get 10 and 10. In his sleep because
Well, if he gets 10 and 10, that's not bad because it's 10 rebounds.
I mean, yeah, you think about it.
But like, people are going to be disappointed if it's 10 points.
Well, not me, but if they make the playoffs, it won't. Right, if they make the playoffs and do pretty well, they ain't made the playoffs in how long?
If he plays well,
You still
role.
Got Drew. Zoe still got to prove himself. Brandon's got to prove himself. You got guys proving themselves, so that's gonna be the conflict unless they come as a team and say, "Listen, everybody need to don't worry about the points. Let's worry about each game and improving." If Alvin Gentry gets those guys thinking like that, I wouldn't be upset if he gives me that 15 and 10. You know
well,
I mean?
That's different. 15 and 10 and 10 and 10.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying 10 and 10, but I'm just saying, but just a simple fact that you have all the scores. You still got Drew Holiday. You still have, you know, Brandon Ingram. You know what I mean? You have Josh Hart coming off the bench. You have Julius Randle ain't going nowhere yet.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't, you know, he's still average 21.
Yeah, and I don't think they'll bring back Julius.
Right.
But, yeah, not. Well, here's the thing on that comparison, and I'm with you in that. Let's see what Julius becomes. Because, Giannis, who was just MVP, we saw how he developed over the years. Mm-hmm. There are people that develop slowly like that.
Mm-hmm.
Chauncey Billups is another one.
Yeah, he got traded 1,000 times.
Right, we could go on and on. So let's see what Julius becomes. He's shown steps that he could become a great player.
Mm-hmm.
But that said, if we're saying he's Julius Randle with hops, if Zion is not Julius Randle's, this will be his fifth year, I think.
Yeah.
He hasn't been an All-Star yet.
Right.
If Zion hasn't been an All-Star in his first 4 years,
That's disappointing.
Well, you know why it's different? Because it's like the pretty
the
girl.
Hype?
No, yeah, 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 there you go. Right? It's like Steve Francis, who was amazing, but he was voted in by the fans,
right?
Not by the coaches. So he's going to be voted in by the fans.
Zion could. If he's going to be voted in by the fans. Any type of numbers.
He's gonna,
although the West, though, he's going to be a forward.
Right.
So the West he won't get because they'll vote LeBron. Well, KD's gone.
Well, depending on how many times he dunked that ball on people and do his thing, they will push his behind up there because that's ratings.
Right.
Right? You want to be able to do that, you know, as well as Vince did his rookie year. You know what I mean? Like, the fans like, yo, we want him in.
Yep.
So you got to listen to the fans.
Yep, yep. So Zion, Zion, he's Julius Randle with hops.
With hops, yeah.
Oh, so is he a superstar? Is he going to be a superstar?
I think so. His personality, his hard work, his, you know, his ability. And, you know, and again, potential's not a bad thing, right? Because he can improve. So I think, you know, with him proving his jump shot, decision-making, handles, I think he'll be fine.
7 years from now, is he the best player out of this draft?
No.
Really?
No.
Ja Morant?
Yeah, Ja Morant. That's my guy. If he don't get hurt, Ja Morant.
I like Ja.
Woof.
I like him. I mean,
that's a point guard.
And I want to hear what you think on this, because people have been comparing him to Westbrook, which I think is crazy. The athleticism, of course, is there.
Yeah, athleticism.
But when I look at Ja, I see a true point guard. Yes. I see a guy with court
vision. Stone cold.
Right?
Stone cold true point guard.
Totally different from Westbrook.
Westbrook's ability.
Right. Yeah. So I don't know where people get that
Westbrook was made into a point.
Yeah, he's right? a great athlete.
That's not a natural
athlete.
Set.
Yeah, he's
That's
just
not
a
natural.
Phenomenal phenom athlete.
Right.
But all right, what do you think? What will Zion Williamson end up becoming in the NBA? 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends, when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Come on, we got an NBA champion, also a former NBA coach, now an NBA analyst, Damon Jones, coming on with us now. Damon, what's happening, man?
Chris, what's going on, man? How you doing? Hey, Cat Mobley, what's up, baby?
Hey, listen, if I can't talk to you, who can? Hey, listen. Yo, my three, your two. My three.
No. Hey, listen, I saw your debut in the Big Three the other day, and it was very impressive.
I appreciate it.
I think right now they should give you a minimum contract over there with the Lakers. You'll do good coming off the
bench. All I got to do is sit there in the corners.
Hey,
I'm good.
I was telling Coutinho during one of the breaks, somebody was saying to me they thought he could still play in the NBA based on what they saw in the Big Three.
I'm telling you right now, he can still play in the NBA. Only one thing has to happen. He got to color that beard. I can't keep watching all that gray. I can't keep watching that all day long.
He said he the original Uncle Drew. He the original Uncle Drew.
No, he ain't the original Uncle Drew. He looked like Pops.
Yeah, man. You see Pops, he be out here soon.
All right, Damon, let's get to the news. The Lakers cleared maximum cap room. Now they can go after anybody. Kawhi Leonard, mm-hmm. Kyrie Irving, so on and so forth. You and I both, we had both said it on the air, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, that the Lakers were in play for Kawhi Leonard, particularly if they got AD to play with LeBron. We had both heard the same things. You and I had talked about it off the air as well. Now, I've heard recently that, the Lakers going to get a sit down, and they're, somewhat in play, but the Clippers and the Raptors are the heavy favorites right now. The Lakers are kind of a distant third. What are you hearing in regard to Kawhi with the Lakers?
Well, I hear he's going to sit down with them, and from what I'm hearing that, he's enthusiastic and the Lakers are enthusiastic about getting a meeting. And, like I said a couple of weeks ago, I said he was in play. Does that mean he's going to sign there? That's up for Kawhi to do. But at the end of the day, a couple of weeks ago, no one would even think that Kawhi Leonard would sit down and talk to the Lakers about joining LeBron James until the Anthony Davis move was made.
So let me ask you this. When you say, I know you probably have some insight because you and LeBron are close, and then you and Ty Lue, and you have that little circle that's going on. Do you hear anything about Kawhi with the Clippers, or what's that kind of talk with them?
Well, I hear those teams that he's going to sit down and talk with. He's very interested in hearing the type of pitch that they could give to see if it's something that he would want to do. So right now, all four teams that I hear that he's going to have meetings with you know, has an opportunity to, you know, put forth their best sales pitch, and hopefully, you know, the Lakers or Clippers or Knicks or the Toronto Raptors, you know, puts the best deal out there for him, and, you know, he's going to decide from there.
Damon, let's say hypothetically they do get Kawhi Leonard. Now, we know with big threes, with LeBron's past two big threes, you had Chris Bosh and Kevin Love kind of step back, you know, and become spot-up shooters. Obviously, AD, Kawhi, or LeBron, none of them are doing that. I actually think if they do get Kawhi or even Kyrie Irving again, I think LeBron should take on more of a role of Magic Johnson, where he's not looking to necessarily be the leading scorer anymore, but he's running the offense, making sure those two guys get theirs. He's going to get 20-something points anyway. Do you agree with that assessment, and do you think that LeBron would do that? I mean, maybe this is his 17th year. His game is his game. It's got some magic in it, but he's never been totally like Magic. Could you see him making that adjustment?
Well, at the end of the day, he's going to do whatever he has to do for the team to be successful. So if that means him being more of a facilitator to let those guys do their thing, he's going to do that. At the end of the day, for him, in his 17th year, he's you know, thinking about trying to win more championships. And I think it's actually a good marriage, because if you think about it, LeBron has, what, 2-3, you know, maybe 4 years left to play at a high level. And then you have Kawhi Leonard and Anthony Davis going forward. So while everybody says, oh, you know, why would Kawhi want to play with LeBron, this, that, and the other, it's an opportunity for them to win right now. And going forward, it gives Kawhi Leonard another top five guy in the NBA to take his career from that point going forward.
You make a great point, D. And tell us about, like, because you played with LeBron and you've been around LeBron for so many years. The way he works out, his work habits, I mean, that's incredible to me. And I do a lot, you know, for myself. And we didn't have this when you and I were in the early 2000s. And I'm pretty sure our bodies and our careers would have lasted a lot longer. But just tell us a little bit about how LeBron just takes care of himself, and what that would help with actually Kawhi if he comes there, and AD when he comes there, because now they get, you know, that open book of how LeBron trains.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, as going into this season, he's had so much time off. He hasn't had this much time off, and I don't think, man, I can't even remember. Probably his second year in the league when he didn't make the playoffs. So, you know, 8 straight finals, you're playing at least 100-some-odd games a year. The opportunity to not make the playoffs this year, he's fresh. You see, he's on Instagram, in the gym, working out. He's also shooting a movie at the same time. So his work ethic is unparalleled, especially for a guy going into his 17th year. I mean, he looks great. He's always working on his game. Mike Mancini, I have to give him some love, a personal trainer that's been with him since day one. Always.
That's his godsend, Mike.
Does the things, always does the things that he needs on a daily basis just to keep himself in prime condition.
Yeah. Damon, you were in Cleveland when Kyrie and LeBron were together. They won the championship, we all know. What do you think Kyrie's thought process is on deciding where he's going to go as a free agent? And if you were the Lakers, how would you sell Kyrie on a return into play with LeBron?
The same way I would sell to Kawhi Leonard is that, you know, yes, you're going to play with LeBron James for the foreseeable future, but at the end of the day, you know, LeBron's going to be transitioning out of the league at some point here shortly, and then you have Kyrie Irving and Anthony Davis going forward, both guys in their prime, both young players at this point in time. And, you know, who wouldn't want to be with a top five guy going forward like Anthony Davis? So the same pitch would be for Kawhi as it would be for Kyrie. You know, we have an opportunity if we all come together right now to win championships now. And after that, after LeBron transitions out, we still have an opportunity to win championships with whatever two guys going forward that they have.
You being around Kyrie in Cleveland, I mean, his image has taken a hit this past year or two, you know, in Boston. Yeah, what talk about with your knowledge of him in a locker room with his teammates, things like that, and you see what happened in Boston, kind of put this all into perspective and let us know what Kyrie is really like on a team.
I don't like what's being said about Kyrie. I think it's very unfair. His reasoning for wanting to get out of Cleveland was, you know, he wanted to, you know, do things on his own, which, you know, a lot of guys in his age, you know, this day and age of social media wants to go out and you know, be on their own. And I think going into Boston, you know, they had a great plan going forward, and they had some injuries the first year. And then you bring Kyrie back and Gordon Hayward, and the success just wasn't there. But I don't think it's all Kyrie's fault. Yeah, he's a different guy. He is. But he's still a great player, young in the game. He's not as moody as everybody say he is. But, you know, he has his ways. But I think it's unfair that, you know, all the blame of how Boston underachieved this year being put on him, I think it's very unfair.
So if they don't get the Lakers, get Kawhi or Kyrie, who are some of the players you like out there in free agency that you would say they should go after?
Well, I'm hoping that, you know, they get J.R. Smith, who's been with LeBron before, knockdown shooter. He's had some rest, unfortunately, not playing the last half of the season this year. Jeff Green, I hope they are able to bring him in, another versatile forward that can do some ball handling, good defensively. Alec Burke is another guy out there that I think would really help in that second unit. That's just some of the names that I have off the top of my head. But, you know, there's going to be a lot of great players, good players out there that they're going to be able to fill the roster out with, and that would be willing to come and take that minimum contract.
All right, we're putting you on the hot seat. How far do the Lakers go next year? From what we know right now.
With the two guys that they have,
yep.
Anthony Davis and LeBron James, I see them winning it all.
And me.
And you got Coutinho. Thinking. I see the
Silver Fox. Baby.
He should be for real though. I watched the big three. This Pat man, listen, that jump shot still looks smooth, and you getting to that mid range jumper, which I like with the light fade. Yeah. I like that. I think you can come back and play.
I see the gears churning in his head.
You know,
hey, you got the contact. Are you talking to LeBron and Ty Lue and all them?
A little 10-day. Give me a 10-day. See what I can do.
Right.
Yeah, he got to do something with that beard, though, Chris. He can't go back to the league looking like that.
All right, it's Damon Jones.
Love you, boy.
Great job, brother. Thank you.
Y'all be good, man.
Yep, peace.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, we're going to talk about something that Lou Williams said. But first, we do have some breaking news. And Rob G, who you know is the producer of the show, he is hyped. He thinks everybody's going to the Lakers. So every time there's an inkling of a hint that somebody might consider the Lakers, he just gets excited. So go ahead, Rob. Well, share the big news.
First of all, they all are going to the Lakers. You know that.
Here we go.
Our friend Brad Turner, friend of the show, just tweeted out, according to sources, if the Warriors do not offer guard Klay Thompson a max $190 million deal on Sunday at the start of free agency, he will listen to both LA teams, the Lakers and the Clippers.
Well, we already knew he was thinking about the Clippers if the Warriors don't offer him the max. And look, bottom line, Coutinho, they're going to offer him the max.
Yeah.
At
they
6
better.
P.M. Eastern time.
He's in the best position, though.
Right. He getting his money.
Yeah, he in the best position.
And they would have been in position where had he made the All-NBA team, which I actually voted him on my third team.
Yeah.
They would have been giving him like $220 million. So they actually getting off the hook a little bit.
And the only thing, though, say if he did go to the Lakers, like he can't play until the last two months.
Well, right.
You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
So, and then LeBron James loses another year. You know what I mean? Like LeBron right. James' ninth year, 10th year, because he fit perfect with LeBron James. You know what I mean?
I got to be honest. I don't think there's a better, I'm going to say it, there's not. There's not a
better
superstar
combo that,
in the NBA that. Or star in the NBA
not
that would fit with LeBron
better.
And AD
better than
Klay.
That, no. He's the perfect. I'm liking Bradley Beal. I'm liking Klay Thompson. But Klay Thompson is the ultimate fit. For, I mean, like,
he don't need the ball
I'm
at all.
I'm so excited now that it ain't even happened if I were to see that. That's ridiculous.
So, okay, let's just play around a little bit. If you were Klay, and again, the Warriors are going to offer him the max, but say they didn't,
mm-hmm.
and you could go to either the Clippers or the Lakers, which one would you
I'm going to Lakers.
Right. Yeah. I agree.
I'm going to Lakers. I'm going with LeBron and AD.
Or okay, but let me spice it up a little. You could go to the Lakers with LeBron and AD, or you could go to the Clippers with Kawhi.
The only reason I'm going to go with LeBron and AD is because AD is going to give you double teams, right? And LeBron James is going to feed you that ball so much. I mean, look what he do with Kyle Korver and all Damon Jones and all those different guys that are shooters. Like, LeBron loves shooters.
Nah, I agree.
And then he has the best, fastest release of anybody. He scores the ball without dribbling the ball more than anybody in the history of the game.
No,
think
no
about
question.
That.
No. What was it? The
60
game?
Points on 11 dribbles.
60? Yeah,
on 11
yeah.
dribbles.
I mean, that's
he ain't got dribble the ball, LeBron.
So you're right. He would be, and I would go. I'm with you. If I were him, I'm going to the Lakers.
He get 80 points easy with LeBron James.
Now I'm gonna ask you this: 80
easy with LeBron. He got 60 with Golden State.
Right, with
he gonna
Steph,
get 80
right?
with LeBron.
All right, I'm gonna give you my answer first. If you Klay. Even if they do offer you the max, Golden State, do you still consider or maybe just go to the Lakers? I'm going to say I would not. He and Steph, I think they're the best backcourt ever.
Yeah.
And they're going to go down as
amazing,
that.
Amazing. Amazing.
Right. And they can still win championships. Yeah, like, we'll see what KD does. But even if he doesn't go back there, maybe they can still win. So I would stay with Golden State, be my first option. Would you, even if they offer you the max, look at the Lakers if you Klay?
I would look. I would just see what they're talking about, right, and what they have, what's going on. But like you said, like, listen, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? So, I mean, I'm staying with Curry, but again, you got somebody that's going to feed you that ball like LeBron James and have AD right there in the post for you. Oh, gosh, I'm loving that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but again,
right.
You got Stephen Curry and you have – see, because it's very unique, right? If he didn't have Stephen Curry or Draymond Green or Iguodala, I can see. Or if he didn't have LeBron James, the Lakers, and AD, okay, then you don't go to Lakers. You stay going to stay. But it's just those two teams that's going to make you even that much more elite. Because those two teams complement your game so much where you don't really have to dribble the ball. You literally don't.
I got to be honest. Like I was saying, look, Kawhi is so good. He, LeBron, and AD would be ridiculous. But I might take Klay over Kawhi.
I am.
Because
no,
it's just
fact.
A smooth fit,
no, it's just
right?
a fact. It's, because you got to think about it like this, right? You made a good point about the Boston Celtics back when it was KG and Ray and Paul. Everybody played a different game. And when you're dealing with, like, the big three of any team, everybody has to play different games. Somebody has to, like, compromise. Because LeBron James is going to handle the ball. Klay Thompson will be just spot-up shooting everywhere, running the floor, just shooting threes. And then AD does everything else.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, they're not getting in each other's way. There's no rhythm guy. You know what I mean? Whereas like Kyrie or Kimba or Jimmy or they're
Kawhi.
More rhythm. Kawhi, they're kind of rhythm guys. You know what I mean?
No question. Because I contend that LeBron and D Wade weren't a great fit. They were just both so good with the combination of Bosh too that they won.
And they stayed on that fast break with each other.
They ran defensively and when they ran, that's when they were at their best.
Wasn't they?
Oh, but in the half court, because, you know, they both were similar.
Right,
you know, so
right.
to your point, they weren't different enough. It worked, don't get me wrong, but it wasn't, I don't think they were like an all-time great team.
Right.
You know, they were really good. But, yeah, man. But, Rob G, stop getting excited. All right? Put down the pom-poms. And,
look,
you know, I see
him
in there.
Not,
you look like you want to break out some champagne.
I see already.
Now, you know that Klay Thompson is on the future Lakers starting five. That's already been established. But I expect we won't get him for another 3 or 4 years. I think he's going to re-sign in Golden State. But Kawhi's coming. I got 60 wings that says Kawhi is coming to the Lakers.
60 wings?
It's coming.
What, lemon pepper?
Whatever. I don't. Chris is paying for it.
Everybody's favorite is lemon pepper.
So
and ice cubes.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be great.
You ain't getting – we had a bet that I said Kawhi's going to the Clippers.
Uh-huh.
And he's got the field.
So you got the field.
So that's 10.
It's not 60. It's 10.
No, so that's 10.
I don't know where you're getting 60.
I don't know why you go up.
No, no. The other, we got 10 on that one. We got 10 on Chris saying the Lakers are not getting any of the K free agents. So there's 10 more.
The only one you really
is Kawhi.
I still stand by that.
And then I
got 10 on that.
That's 10. Right. So there's 20. And then Rob Parker gave me 4-1 odds on Kawhi not going to the Lakers.
Man,
so that's 60 wings. And Katina, you can come. You can have some. But Chris can't have any.
All right. We're going to throw it out to you. It's just some interesting stuff here. If you're Klay Thompson, would you think of, I mean, if the Warriors offer you the max, the Warriors don't do anything wrong, they treating you right, everything, would you still look at going to the L.A. Lakers to play with LeBron and AD? 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. It's your turn to weigh in. We'll continue the talk with you. It's the Odd Couple with Katino Mobley in for Rob Parker, Fox Sports Radio. But first, I forgot my man, Gascon.
Man.
The Gas Man.
Gas Man.
I was bouncing between.
My bad, man.
Dude, it's all good, man. You know you got Robert Guerra all excited, like hot and bothered. Klay to coming down south.
That's why I forgot to bring you in, because I was paying attention to him.
We have a massive studio here at Fox Sports Radio, and when you mention any marquee player coming to the Lakers, the entire studio like fogs up with Robert. Just fogs up. That's how excited the boy gets on these things. I understand, though. It's been a long time since they've been a winner.
Long time.
Well, with all that being said, they did make a move today, obviously sending Mo Wagner and a couple other players along with a draft pick to the Washington Wizards as part of the three-team deal with the New Orleans Pelicans and Anthony Davis. So the move, it opens up $32 million for LA to sign a max player. Of course, they can grab a couple of role players along the way. Major League Baseball, Yankees had some bad news dished to them yesterday. And then General Manager Brian Cashman projected today that Giancarlo Stanton probably won't return from the injured list until some point in August. He has a strained PCL, so he'll be out for quite a while. On the diamond right now, Max Muncy went deep for the Dodgers, and also Cody Bellinger, his 28th of the season. L.A. and Colorado tied right now 2-2. Ballgame sits right now in the third inning for Bellinger, his 27th home run of the season. Excuse me on that. Nationals lead the Marlins 7-4. Later on tonight, Angels and A's, Diamondbacks and Giants from San Francisco. Earlier today, Cubbies got a save from Craig Kimbrell in his first appearance as they beat the Braves 9-7. Rays in 18 beat the Twins 5-2. This ballgame lasted 5 hours and 42 minutes. Max Kepler in the game, 0-for-8 with 4 punch-outs in the contest. Phillies walked off on the Mets by a score of 6-3, and as the Brewers 4-2 winners over the Seattle Mariners. Back to the Odd Couple in just 10 seconds, but first a word from Farmers.
At Farmers Insurance, we know a roof can withstand a lot. One exception being an airborne car. Seen it, covered it. Talk to Farmers.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
And Chris, I know we could talk about this off the air, but you got to give Katino some encouragement because the beard has to stay as is.
I like the beard.
I'm not leaving my beard. Dame,
no
you
dying.
See Damon Jones' stomach?
Man.
Be the stomach. I'll leave my beard.
To be talking, that, right? I tell you what, though. If you were in the NBA, it would be interesting seeing that. That would be so unique. It would be like the real Uncle Drew.
Yeah. Knee-high socks.
I'd go 2 seconds.
I know dudes, when you play against them, and maybe they, I don't know if they always know who you are, but when they see you with the gray beard, even if they know who you are, it's got to be disheartening.
No, yeah.
If you killing somebody,
when I'm killing
you,
like, damn,
like
I can't
that.
Believe this old.
Right, right.
God damn, is dust coming from his move?
All right, thank you, David. It is the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard and Katino Mobley's in for Rob Parker. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. It is easy to save 15% or more on your car insurance with Geico. Go to geico.com or call 800-947-AUTO. The only hard part is figuring out which way is easier. All right, some interesting news from Brad Turner of the LA Times. Klay Thompson will consider not only the LA Clippers, but the LA Lakers should the Golden State Warriors drop the ball and not offer him a max deal. We want to put a little twist on it. Even if they do offer him the max deal, should Klay Thompson consider going to the Lakers or the Clippers for that matter? 877-99 on Fox. Let's start with Tony in Las Vegas. Tony, what do you think?
Yeah, I think how you guys doing, by the way?
Great, man, great.
Yeah, I think Klay Thompson, he should definitely consider leaving. KD is gone. Iguodala look like he's not getting any younger. He's getting hurt. He's falling apart. That's their bench. Sean Livingston, he's not getting any younger. I don't think they're going to contend, you know, that much longer. They're going to be a pretty good team, but they're not going to be contenders. So why not go to L.A. and contend?
Nice. He brings up some interesting points, Katina. I mean, Iguodala's playing one more year, it looks like. The bench is thin. Draymond, that's going to be interesting. Can they bring back Draymond? Because he signed with Clutch and Rich Paul, and they tend to want to get all the money they can, although AD did just give up $4
million. Yeah, it is interesting. And great point. Sean Livingston's going to retire.
Yep.
You know, Iguodala's on one leg. You know, it is very interesting. But again, not saying you can replace Iguodala or Sean Livingston because you can't because of the IQ, and they're both 6'7" point guards, basically, that plays within inside the system and lets Steph and Klay be who they are as long as with KD.
Yep.
But, I mean, it's very unique when you have two guys that can move without the ball like those two guys, and they're in their prime,
yep.
Right? Like, that's hard to find.
And as important as – and they are. You're right. AD, I mean, and Iguodala and Sean are important.
Yeah.
But I thought everybody was talking about their bench didn't do it this year. I thought their bench did what a bench does. Quinn Cook, it got to a point with the injuries where you had to, they had to give you more than a bench can give you, right?
Yeah, like it's not like they bench average 40 points, right?
You don't
have a Lou Williams coming off the bench.
Exactly.
Right? Now go build up your bench a little bit and may get the Evan Turners of the world that can play the point and don't have to score.
He actually is a good fit.
Do you know what I mean? That's a good fit for them because he's a big guard that can play defense and that can facilitate. You get guys like that because I think what the uniqueness that Stephen Curry and Klay Thompson have, one being Stephen Curry, is like, I'm the leader of this team. I'm the head guy of this team, and I defer. Like, I'm
– right.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't try to, like, look at me. I want everybody to, like
– right.
And when another star comes there, Steph's okay, and Klay's still okay with it. Klay struggled, and he was still averaging 21, 22.
Exactly.
He struggled. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I would stay, but, you know, it's something to think about, but I would stay in Golden State. Let's go to Shabazz in D.C. Shabazz, you're on with Chris and Catino.
Shabazz, what's good, Chris?
What's great happening, show, man?
Hey, first of all, I got to give my man Catino Mobley props. This is me being honest. This is one of my favorite players, you know what I mean? I'm
hearing
a lot of my game after him.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, bro.
I appreciate you.
You had a lot of game. And Chris, you was quick to say Klay and Steph was the best backcourt ever.
Yes.
I would put Catino and Steve against that backcourt any night. And we could sit back and watch that backcourt.
They were nice.
They were nice.
There ain't no question about
fun.
That.
They can go at it. But let me get back to that point. The only reason I say Klay should go to the Lakers, because his father, you know what I mean? His father played for the Lakers, won a championship with the Lakers. And I feel like Klay always get the cold shoulder. He makes a lot of big shots, but he's never the man. So I feel like if he go to the Lakers, it's a chance for him to be the man.
Well, he would, but he would be, interestingly, he'd be in the same exact role.
Because
LeBron and AD would get the most of the
bulk.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Now, it would be a way for him to kind of come out of Steph's shadow in that you would think he's going to win titles without Steph if he goes to the Lakers. So that would work, but – you know, he still would be in the third spot. Let's go to Ennis in New York. Ennis, you're on with Chris and Catino.
Hey, guys. Great show as always.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, if I'm Klay, I wouldn't go to the Lakers. I would stay in Golden State because, one, you get more money. Two, when you're on LeBron James, you know, considered a star, and when the team loses, you're going to get the blame. And, you know, LeBron loves point finger. And, you know, they're not going to blame AD. They're going to say, oh, you know, he hasn't been there before. Klay has. And Klay rarely gets criticized in Golden State. And when he has a good game, he has a great game. And everybody praises him. He's got the best gig in sports. And when you watch Golden State play, like when he was playing against the Raptors in the finals, there were a couple of times where him and Steph were on the same side of the court, and two defenders would chase Steph, and he would be wide open.
Right.
I don't know if he's getting all those wide open shots with LeBron and AD because maybe the spacing just isn't right there.
Yeah, they're doubling. Obviously, those two guys, LeBron and AD, are getting doubled a lot, but they wouldn't have the movement that they have in Golden State.
Well, not at all. And, you know, it's just, you know, you're more comfortable there and you don't have to adjust. And, you know, he moves without the ball so much. And I feel like when you watch LeBron James led teams, he isos, there isn't a lot of off-ball movement. He's a good passer, but there's not a lot of off-ball movement. And, like, I don't know, can he just – I mean, he could just sit in a corner and shoot all game, but that's not really his thing. I don't know. I think he's better off just staying there. Plus, you don't want to go to help LeBron James, and he's in his 17th year. He's getting older, too.
Right? You don't like LeBron James, huh?
Right. Look, Chris, I'm a huge,
you just – you still mad from 2010 fan. When he – When Dang. He didn't go to the Knicks. Let's go to Robert in Hispera, California. Robert, you on with the Odd Couple.
Hey, what's up, man? How you guys doing?
We're great, man. How are you?
I'm good. Yo, if I was either Kawhi or Clay, I would think that, you know what?
Wait, we're losing you.
We're losing you, brother.
I said, you always wanted to be part of the Lakers. You need to be part of the Lakers. You could be part of something big. You come with LeBron and you come with AD. And, man, if Kawhi come over here, man, they'll probably break off 4 or 5 in a row. And then when LeBron can retire, they'll still be in the hunt for more championships. I would come over here, and if I was Clay, his daddy was a Laker. He grew up being a Laker. Why wouldn't he want to be a Laker? And then with LeBron, man, he could be out there just hitting.
I'm picturing Robert in a Lakers jersey now.
Big time. Right? You got a Lakers hat on?
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!